Good morning, folks. I'm Boyce Lancaster, and the gentleman across the board from me, across the studio from me, is Jason Vio, who's in town again to perform. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. The last time I was here to perform was on the show here at WOSU with John Rittenmeyer and,
right.
and you. And I remember it's very memorable to me because I played a very old steel string guitar that you guys have here
yes.
at WOSU. And so I think I played a Pat Metheny arrangement, sort of a newer one that mm-hmm. I'd done. So mm-hmm. that was fun.
Yeah, it's an old guitar, an old Stella that was probably bought by mail order back in the 40s, around World War II, and belonged to.
It felt like a mail order guitar.
But you made it sound like anything but. I tell you, I've never heard anything come out of a guitar like that.
Thank you.
Well, you're here to not to play the Stella, but to play at in Westerville at Otterbein at their guitar festival.
Right.
It's been going on for a number of days. I've never seen quite this much focus on the guitar. This is a little unusual.
I was surprised myself. I hadn't really had a chance to look at what was going on as far as the lineup, but it was a very long calendar. I think they've been doing things since Wednesday or Thursday.
Since last week, yeah.
Since last week, and Paul Odette.
He was here.
Was here on Friday. So, yeah, no, just a wonderful, it's a wonderful event. And in fact, I got here last night because we were doing radio, you know, early today. to get a hotel and such. So I actually got to hear my students, my Cleveland Institute of Music students, play a trio by Mark Charles Smith, which I coached. And I told him, you know, I had heard this piece at Eastern Music Festival where I inaugurated the guitar department for Jerry Schwartz, who's the director of that. And we had our first year there. And one of the students had brought Mark Charles Smith in, and I heard this trio, and I was like, this would be really great for the students to learn if I could find an opportunity, you know, somewhere, a performance opportunity for them to get ready for. Last night was that opportunity, so I got to hear them play that. It was great.
I bet they were excited, too.
They were, and they did a great job. Everybody did. Everyone did really great. Some of the Otterbein students played. Mm-hmm. Oberlin, Steve Aaron and his Oberlin students were there playing as well, so.
And you're here not only to perform, but last time you were here, you were just about to head out west for a Grammy performance
yeah.
or a
yeah.
Grammy presentation, which
right.
you won. And
right.
now you're going to give them a talk on how to build a Grammy-winning career.
Well,
exactly how do you do that?
Well, it's funny. I saw that title of the lecture, again, relatively late in the game, and I thought, oh, that's funny. I'll probably introduce it the same way in that if I knew how to actually, if there was such thing as a formula to build a
exactly.
Grammy career, I would be I would have a whole new career.
Don't need to play the guitar anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any need to tour. So
you are playing guitar tonight, and it's all South American music, correct?
That's right. They requested Carl Volven, my colleague from Cleveland Institute of Music days. He heads the guitar department at Otterbein University and is the main organizer of the event, I think, along with Dennis Davenport. And he suggested that there's going to be some flamenco musicians tonight. There's mm-hmm. a few things, kind of a mixed bag. Well, the whole festival is like from all over the place. They had, I think, a sitar player and
yes.
just things from everywhere. And he said, well, we'd like you to do a set, really, mostly if you can play things from Play, the Grammy-winning CD. And so I'll be playing music from Argentina and Brazil tonight.
All right. What do you have first for us?
First, I'll play something from Play, something I didn't play the last time I was here a year ago. I'll play A Felicidade by Antonio Carlos Jobim, a great song by one of the great songwriters of the 20th century, in my opinion. Jobim, of course, was from Brazil and probably most famous for A Girl from Ipanema
yes.
or Desafinado. But this is A Felicidade, an arrangement for the guitar by the great French guitarist Roland Dienz. Okay.